When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1214. The two Okinawan diet rules, or How I'm Getting Leaner During the Holidays, by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Monday and happy first day of winter for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere. And welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And we have a bunch of shows covering a bunch of different topics. Check them all out by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. Now, today's post actually expands on something we were discussing last week, the Blue Zones. Every academic year, I actually make my students read the book of the same name by Dan Buettner. And every academic year, my students' feedback is the same. Wow, this was one of the most influential books I've ever read. So I'm always happy to read blogs that discuss the Blue Zones. So now that I've built up your expectations sky high, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. The two Okinawan diet rules, or How I'm Getting Leaner During the Holidays, by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. Like many people, I tend to overeat during the holidays, from Thanksgiving through New Year's. It's kind of part of the tradition to consume huge amounts of food, you know? And like many others, I also tend to gain weight during the holidays. Some people can gain 5 or more pounds, though for most, it's usually only a couple of pounds. Not this time around. On Thanksgiving, while I enjoyed time with my family and while everyone else pigged out, I ate moderately and wisely, and I felt great about it. I also got a great workout in the morning after, heavy deadlifts followed by 2 brutal 10-minute weight circuits, and finished with 15 minutes of hard intervals. This will be the healthiest holiday season ever for me. I'm also starting a meal plan and exercise routine that will have me drop some fat while gaining muscle by New Year's, I promise. I'll publish more about this plan after I see the results. I've already dropped 3 pounds. But the really cool thing I started on Thanksgiving comes from the Okinawan people, who don't live too far away from my home, the beautiful island of Guam. The Okinawan diet rules. The Okinawans, the indigenous people of the Ryukyu Islands in Japan, are famous for having the longest life expectancy in the world. This single fact has had them studied from every angle, from diet to lifestyle to genetics to their environment. And while all of these have played a factor, there's no doubt that their traditional diet has played a big part. When they eat a more modern Western-style diet, they don't live as long or as healthfully. So, what's their secret? Actually, there are 2 secrets, and they're not really secrets, and I use these rules to guide my eating on Thanksgiving and beyond. Rule 1. Eat to 80% full. The Okinawans call this rule hara hachi bu, and if you haven't tried it, you should. I did this on Thanksgiving. While I usually stuff myself with all the good food, I just ate until I was about 80% full. Of course, there's no way to know exactly how full you are, but it's a guideline. And as our brains are 10 to 20 minutes behind our stomachs, it usually turns out that when you think you're 80% full, you're actually full. While when we eat to 100% full, we're usually overstuffing ourselves. The result of this rule for Okinawans is that they end up eating fewer calories than most people. They tend not to gain too much weight as a result, and coupled with their active lifestyles, they farm and garden and generally stay active, even into their 100s, it keeps them very healthy. The result for the rest of us is that eating fewer calories will keep the extra pounds off. If we pair this with the next rule and an active lifestyle, we can actually lose weight during the holidays. Rule 2. Eat healthy foods, mostly plants. Way before Michael Pollan wrote about his simple rules for eating healthy, the Okinawans had this down. They eat way more veggies than most people, mostly green and yellow ones, as well as whole grains, tofu, fish, and other legumes. They eat very little sugar and very little meat, dairy, or eggs. This contradicts low-carb diets such as the Zone, Atkins, Paleo, and others. I'm not saying those don't work for whatever your goals are, but I am saying that a mostly plant-based diet has been shown to work well for the Okinawans. I use these guidelines during Thanksgiving. I don't eat meat or fish, so I stuck with veggies like sweet potatoes and a mango ginger tofu dish I made. Again, I ate to about 80% full and loved it. Okay, I also had some pumpkin pie that I made myself, but as I ate mostly healthy and didn't overeat, I felt great about it. Can you follow these rules throughout the holidays and the rest of your life? The Okinawans did it, and I think I can too most of the time. Treats are great in moderation, but moderation is the key word. Get active too. I'm adding more exercise to these Okinawan diet rules. Now, this is not to be confused with the commercial Okinawan diet, which I think is unnecessary if you follow these rules. The extra activity will help burn any extra calories I take in, and I hope will lean me out even more. My goal is to be in the best shape of my life by New Year's. Why wait until then to start? The key is to just get active. Exercise regularly if you can, play sports, toss a ball around with your family, it doesn't matter. My nephews and I tossed a football around and worked up a sweat during Thanksgiving lunch. And the next day during a day after Thanksgiving dinner with my dad, I went swimming with the kids. If you're curious, I'll share with you my current workout routine. I don't expect anyone to follow it, especially if you're not active already. Monday, running intervals combined with steady state running for 40 to 60 minutes. Tuesday, heavy weights plus metabolic conditioning strength circuits plus 15 minutes of high-intensity cardio intervals. Wednesday, running hill sprint repeatedly combined with steady state running for 40 to 60 minutes. Thursday, heavy weights plus metabolic conditioning strength circuits plus 15 minutes of high-intensity cardio intervals. Friday, longer distance running over an hour, sometimes up to 2 hours, with some intervals. Saturday, heavy weights plus metabolic conditioning strength circuits plus 15 minutes of high-intensity cardio intervals. And Sunday, rest, although I often play soccer with the kids or do yard work or sometimes go hiking. I try to mix in some yard work and other activities when I'm not too tired. You just listened to the post titled, The Two Okinawan Diet Rules, or How I'm Getting Leaner During the Holidays, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Do you remember at the beginning of the post, Leo said some people can gain 5 or more pounds, but mostly only gain a couple of pounds? Well, not me. A few years ago, I was above this curve. I managed to gain 8 unwanted pounds over the holiday season. definitely not a time when you want to be above the curve. What was my downfall, you may ask? Well, I basically didn't use any of the techniques that Leo discussed in this post. But since that time, I learned a lot about myself and my eating habits, especially around the holidays. One of the most effective tools that I've used is Harahachi Bu. I stop eating when my hunger feelings have gone away. I don't continue eating until I feel full. If I feel full, I know I've consumed too much food. I feel uncomfortable when I'm full. But if I stop when the hunger has gone away, I know I've consumed just the right amount of food. I don't end up feeling uncomfortable and sluggish after my meals. For me, this habit alone has prevented me from repeating mistakes from Christmases past. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll be back here tomorrow, as usual, where your optimal life awaits.